Chapter 63. Jesse sat alone on his deck, looking at the dark harbor and at the lights of Paradise Neck across the harbor. Lutz was gone. His rug had been cleaned. The press had left. The governor had called to congratulate him. Neat as a pin. He put his feet up on the railing and tilted his chair back slightly and rocked. "Lori Pilarczyk," he said aloud. He could see the running lights of the harbor master's boat moving among the moored boats in the near harbor, heading deviously for the town wharf. Behind him, through the open door of the deck, across the living room, he heard a key in the front door lock. Only one person had the key. In a moment, it opened and then closed, and he heard her footsteps. "Jesse," she said. "It's Jen." He put his hand up and she took it and held it as she sat down on the chair beside him. "You okay?" she said. "I am," Jesse said. "I heard about it on the news." Jesse nodded. "You want to talk about it?" Jen said. "Not very much," Jesse said. "Have you been sleeping?" Jen said. "Not much," Jesse said. "I remember what you're like," she said. "I'm glad you remember," Jesse said. "If you'll have me, I'd like to spend the night," Jen said. "That may not make me sleep," Jesse said. Jen smiled. "I'm glad you remember," she said. "I'd like to stay if you'll have me." "Yes," Jesse said. "Would you like me to make you a drink?" Jen said. The night air felt clear in his lungs. "Yes," he said. Jen went to the bar. Jesse watched the harbor boat wind toward shore. Jen brought back scotch for Jesse and citron vodka for herself. They sat together and sipped their drinks and watched the harbor boat. "I couldn't tell from the news why he did it," Jen said.
"Cherchez la femme," Jesse said.
"He did it for a woman?"
"He thought he did."
"Is she culpable?" Jen said.
"I think so," Jesse said.
"Are you going to get her too?"
"I'm going to try."
"But you might not be able to," Jen said.
"Maybe not," Jesse said.
"Can you tell me about it?" Jen said.
"Sure," Jesse said.
She listened silently as he told her what Lutz had told him. "And you can't use any of what you know?"
"Not as evidence," Jesse said.
"The poor man," Jen said.
"He killed two adults and an unborn baby," Jesse said.
"For her."
"He's the one who did it," Jesse said.
"And we're all responsible for what we do," Jen said.
"If you don't believe that, what the hell else is there?"
"It's not always true," Jen said. "We both know that."
"But we have to act as if it were true," Jesse said.
"So we have to pretend," Jen said.
Jesse sipped his drink. "I guess," Jesse said.
They were quiet. She held his hand. They were sitting so close that her shoulder brushed his. He could feel her hair touch his cheek. "You know," Jen said, "there's something very odd about you and me."
"There's a lot odd about you and me, Jen.
We are a fucking mess."
"We are," she said, "a bad fucking mess. Me, maybe more than you."
"There's enough to go around," Jesse said. "But the odd thing," Jen said, "is that in some weird way it sort of proves that love is real."
"It does?"
"We have every reason to be apart and absolutely no reason to be together," Jen said.
"I know."
"And here we are," Jen said.
"For the moment," Jesse said.
"Why are we here?" Jen said. "Together. After everything." Jesse tilted his head back and closed his eyes and breathed. His lungs seemed to have expanded since Jen arrived. He seemed to breathe more deeply.
"I love you," he said, "and you love me."
"What else could it be?" Jen said.
"Obsession," Jesse said.
"Love,"
Jen said. Obsessive, dishonest, self-absorbed, whatever is wrong with it, and a lot is wrong. We love each other.
Jesse nodded.
You know I love you, Jen said.
Yes, Jesse said.
I know you do.
And I know you love me, Jen said.
Yes, Jesse said.
I do.
They were quiet for a while. The lights across the harbor on Paradise Neck were going out. The harbor boat was almost ashore. There was no sound except the movement of the water against the seawall below them. The only light on the deck was from the dim overhead in the living room behind them.
We love each other, and we can't make it work, Jen said.
Yet, Jesse said.
What's wrong with us? Jen said.
What is wrong with us?
They sat quietly, watching the harbor boat's slow progress.
Jesse shook his head.
The harbor boat had bumped up against the float at the town wharf and turned its running lights off.
A lot, he said.
And I don't know what it is or how to fix it.
She nodded slowly with her head against his shoulder.
But I guess we're in it together, Jesse said.
Yes, she said. I'm pretty sure we are.
Both their drinks sat half-finished on the table, diluting as the ice melted while they sat in the near darkness, holding hands and not talking for a long time before they went to bed.